If you were inviting somebody to eat with you and you were standing around, what would you say?
You mean somebody that just happened to come in about the time you're ready to eat?
Yes.
You say come and have dinner or supper or lunch or breakfast or whatever it needed to happen to be. Just, you didn't have to ask them in this country in the early days. They just ride up and get down off the horse and come in and eat dinner with you. Or to the nighttime, they'd come in and stay all night and eat supper and breakfast and feed your horse. If you haven't had any feed for it. Nothing said about pay or whether there's any trouble to you. And for what we didn't think about this trouble is glad to have somebody come usually.
Well, if he sat down at the table and he didn't reach for anything, what would you say to him?
Please pass whatever it was.
Well, if he were just sitting there with his plate empty and...
Tell him to help himself. Just make himself at home.
If you were offered food and you wanted to decline it, what would you say?
I'd say, no, thank you. I don't care if I eat.
And what did you call food that you ate at one meal and then had for the next meal, too?
Leftovers. I didn't have a lot of that. The times it's been there.
And if you're eating food, you want to be careful and make sure that you do what?
Well, that it's chewed or masticated well.
Mm-hmm. What do you call it when you take cornmeal and put water in it and boil it? What do you call the preparation?
Oh, mush. Cornmeal mush.
Is that the way you used to cook it?
Yes, eat with sweet milk in it, that's all.
Uh-huh.
Very good with sweet milk.
Good.
Just put it, have the water boiling, you know, and just put your cornmeal in, just a little sprinkle down a little time. And boil, it's real thick. Mush, cornmeal mush.
And did you have a garden when you were with this mush again? Now is that the straight cornmeal or that that's been cracked up and soaked in
rye? No, it's just cornmeal, just plain cornmeal like you bake cornbread. We used to call it corn grits. We'd buy the just chopped up in little chunks, you know, mm-hmm. The corn was. That was kind of harder to cook, you know. We had to cook them for a long time.
See, that was
hominy.
What did you?
That used to be good, though. It's been years since I've eaten any of it.
We had some grits the other day, I think. They make instant grits now. Just like wallpaper paste.
Buy a can of mush.
Good.
Let's see, who was it talking the other day about, what was it they were talking about a grater, though, and telling about it, well, I've used that many a time, you know, we'd bend, take a nail and drive holes just as thick as we could drive in a piece of tin,
mm-hmm.
Good size piece of tin, and then have a board, half as wide as that table, and bend the tin, make it bow up, you know, and tack it along each side of the board, and then grate your corn, the roasting area before they were, and they just beginning to harden, you know.